AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A source tells the AP the military is sending roughly 2,500 Marines and at least one extra warship to the Middle East. A large explosion rocked an area of Tehran where thousands were gathered for an annual state-organized rally to support the Palestinians and calls for Israel's demise. The AP's John Gambrell reports Israel had issued a warning.
The head of Iran's judiciary was actually giving an interview to state television when the airstrike hit. Now, the Israelis haven't said what they were targeting there, but they came out and criticized the Iranian government for allowing people to continue to be in the streets and from blocking their access to the internet to be able to see that warning in real time.
Stocks are lower at the close. The military says a refueling aircraft supporting operations against Iran crashed in western Iraq, killing all six crew members. A federal judge is quashing Justice Department subpoenas issued to the Federal Reserve in January. Judge James Brosberg said that a mountain of evidence suggests the purpose of the subpoenas was simply to pressure the Fed and Chair Jerome Powell to cut interest rates, as President Trump had repeatedly demanded. This is U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro.
Jerome Powell today is now bathed in immunity, preventing my office from investigating the Federal Reserve. This is wrong, and it is without legal authority.
The subpoena involved questions over remodeling at the Federal Reserve building. A source tells the AP a man who opened fire in a classroom at Virginia's Old Dominion University was granted an early release from federal prison in 2024 after completing a drug treatment program. One person was killed in the shooting in Norfolk, Virginia. So was the gunman. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. 2025 ended with a surprisingly sluggish economy.
The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy, which was hobbled by last fall's 43-day government shutdown, grew at an annual rate of 0.7% in the fourth quarter. That's half the original estimate. Economists had expected the revision to go the other way and show stronger fourth quarter growth. Federal government spending and investment, which were clobbered by the shutdown, plunged by nearly 17%. Knocking more than a percentage point off fourth quarter growth. Mike Hemp in Washington.
President Trump signed two executive orders that aim to make housing and mortgages more affordable. Under the first order signed today, the federal government would reduce housing regulatory burdens and create incentives for best zoning practices by state and local governments. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.